This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
So now that the football and basketball seasons are both over, I put together a very simple formula to rank the Big 12 programs in football and basketball. They're the revenue sports. That's where the money is made. And I'm sure this will not be controversial at all. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. Glad you're here on Heartland College Sports, as always, covering the Big 12 Conference. And here's very simply what I did. Now, before I tell you what I did, please drop that like on the video and make sure you are subscribed on the podcast. So, first off, think about this. If you were to combine the Big 12 football and basketball programs and rank them 1 through 16, what would be your top three? And what would be your bottom three? I guessed this before I ranked them, and I was off by one, which I'll tell you about here coming up. But really what I did was pretty simple. All right, all I did with this ranking was I basically put their standing in basketball and their standing in football. I added those numbers together. You get an overall number, and then you line them up 1 through 16. Easy enough, right? I figure that's the most simple way to do this and the fairest way to do this. I thought about weighting football more, and then I said, no, that's in the eye of the beholder. So I took the basketball standings and the football standings in the Big 12, and I said, let's stack them based on adding the standings in the regular season from football and basketball together. So example, Houston obviously won the Big 12 in basketball. They finished 12th in football, so their overall number is 13. The teams with the lowest number ends up being obviously the number one program in the Big 12. I will say we had a tie at the top, so think about that, okay? So let's start at the bottom of these rankings in the Big 12 as we rank the programs combining football and basketball after the 2024-2025 season. At the bottom of the rankings, drum roll please. Feel free to throw out a guess. UCF Knights. UCF was at the very bottom of these standings when you combine football and basketball. You look at football and you say to yourself, okay, that was an ugly season for UCF on the football field. They finished 2-7 in conference play. That was 15th place. And in basketball, well, not a whole lot better. They were 14th in basketball. So you stack that number together, and UCF has a 29 when you combine their standing in football with their standing in basketball. That's not good. Year two in the Big 12, UCF has some work to do, and you hope that Scott Frost on the football field can start turning that thing around. Then you look at the 15th team in the Big 12. This is a shocker. Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State comes in as the number 12 team in basketball, and then in football, they were dead last, 16. That's a total score of 28, 1 point ahead of UCF. Good question, Caitlin. This does not include women's basketball. I thought about doing that, but I wanted to keep it to the two major revenue sports. Maybe next year I'll include women's hoops. I think that's a fair question, a fair thing to ask, and maybe include going forward. But this is just men's basketball and football. But good question. Tied in the next spot, Cincinnati and Utah at the very bottom. Both of these teams, when you stack up their football and their basketball, had a score of 24. So I guessed, before I did any of this, I guessed the bottom three programs, and I wrote down Cincinnati, Utah, and UCF. I originally had West Virginia written down, and then I crossed them out. So I wrote down Cincinnati, Utah, UCF. How dumb of me to forget about Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State, I almost wanted to forget about how bad they were in football. That might be why I just forgot about them. I mean, they didn't have a good basketball season, but the fact that I didn't think about Oklahoma State, I'm embarrassed by that. But it just, I don't know, for me, it's like maybe I'm just trying to forget it. Maybe I'm trying to black it out. It seemed like Mike Gundy was blacked out most of the season anyway, so I'm trying to black out the season with him here. But I was like, how did I forget the Cowboys? It was a historically horrific season for Oklahoma State. That final Black Friday game of the year against Colorado is one that will be stained in the minds of Cowboys fans forever. They go 0-9 in the Big 12, finish dead last. It's horrible. So the bottom three, technically four, because Cincy and Utah were tied. Cincinnati, Utah, Oklahoma State, and UCF. Bottom four teams in the Big 12 rankings based on adding the standings from the basketball to the football. Now for the number 12 team, counting from worst to first, Colorado is in that mix. Now we know what they did in football, right? In football, they actually obviously had a good season. They finished fourth in the Big 12. Basketball, they were dead last at 16. So obviously that hurts you when you got to stack a 16 with anything. That's how Colorado ends up in that 12 spot. The 11 spot, and if you were to go back to August, this may have been one of the biggest surprises. Kansas State at number 11. K-State finished 8th in the Big 12 football standings. And in basketball, they finished 10th. So that gives them a score of 18, and that is good for 11th place in the Big 12. That is a disappointment in both of those two sports for the Kansas State Wildcats. Now, these next few teams are very close. At number 10 is West Virginia. Sneaky, sneaky Mountaineers. I would not have had them in that 10 slot. I would have had them a couple of slots lower. But they finished 9th in football, even though Neil Brown got canned, and they finished 8th in basketball, so even though the coach left. So a weird year for West Virginia, replacing both of their coaches, but really not that bad in terms of like where they're at when you combine the two major revenue sports. At number 9 is Arizona. Obviously a very good basketball season. They had the 3 seed in hoops. Football, not so much, finishing 14th in the Big 12 at 2-7. But the basketball helps them out. Arizona comes in that number 9 slot in these rankings. Tied at number 7, so I'm skipping 8 because I'm saying both of these teams are number 7. Arizona State and Kansas. Now, these are two very different teams, but they ended up with the same number, and that number was 17. Excuse me, that number was 16 for both of these teams. So think about Arizona State. Number 1 in football, obviously, won the Big 12, but number 15 in basketball for a total of 16. And Kansas was just right in between in both. Kansas in basketball was number 6, and in football, Kansas was number 10. So Arizona State was like really good at football and really bad at basketball, right? And Kansas was at basketball and minus some in football, but of course they closed the gap late in the year. But that's two teams with the same overall score getting there in very different ways. Number 6, also a sneaky one here, TCU coming in at number 6. That is something that would probably take a lot of people off guard. You probably wouldn't have had that on the bingo card. They finished 9th in basketball, and in football, they came in 6th. So that's a total of 15. That's TCU, sneakily, not lights out in anything. Didn't obviously come close to winning either football or basketball, but just a solid football season. And, you know, I would say, an underwhelming basketball season, but overall they come in sixth place. At number five, it helps to be the king in one of these, the Houston Cougars. Houston, of course, won the Big 12 in basketball and finished 12th in football. That gives them an overall number of 13. And that's good for fifth place on this list. So Houston, if they can get that football straightened out, and I am hopeful that they've got the right guy to do it, and year two is going to be a vast improvement, this program can be, when you combine basketball and football, one of the better 1-2 punches in the entire Big 12. Houston at number five. At number four on this list, Baylor. Look at the Baylor basketball season. Baylor on the basketball court was number seven. And then in football, where did they finish? Number five. So that is good for 12 total points. That gives Baylor the number four spot. Of course, they came on late in the football season. Basketball didn't live up to expectations, but when you combine those two numbers, Baylor's in the top four. Now we get to the top three. And I'll pat myself on the back. I got the top three before I put this list together. I'm not doing this to take a victory lap. That would be ridiculous because I did not have Oklahoma State in my bottom three. So I'm ripping myself for how bad I was for getting Oklahoma State. But I did get the top three. When you combine the standings for football and basketball, just based on the number that these teams finished in the Big 12. To get an overall number, the lowest number is first place, obviously. The worst number is last place. At number three.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
Texas Tech. The Red Raiders finished second in basketball, and in football they finished in seventh place. So that's a total of 9 points. Texas Tech in third place, combining the men's basketball and football standings. And then at the top, it's a tie for number one between Iowa State and BYU. They both came in with an overall score of 7. That's right. That's correct. Let's do the math together. Okay? BYU finished in third place in Big 12 football when you add up all the tiebreakers and was the 4 seed in the Big 12 tournament. That's 7. Iowa State on the hardwood was the 5 seed. In football, they were 2. 5-2 is 7. So Iowa State and BYU are number one in the Big 12 basketball football combined rankings for the 2024 and 2025 calendar year. Congratulations to both of those programs. Well done. You all deserve it. Iowa State and Baylor, tied at the top. John asks who was last. UCF was last. If you go back and you can start the show over again if you'd like, or find it on the podcast, or of course subscribe on YouTube. If you're just joining us, UCF was last. Oklahoma State was second to last. Cincinnati and Utah were tied for third to last. So at the top, you've got Iowa State, BYU, Texas Tech. At the bottom, Cincinnati, Utah, Oklahoma State, and UCF. So my takeaway here is it's interesting because three of the top four are original Big 12 programs. Iowa State, Texas Tech, and Baylor. Looking at my list here. Now, we've seen, obviously, Colorado do really well in football. BYU do well in football. Arizona State do great in football. And then, you know, we know what we've seen, obviously, in basketball as well. But it's interesting that the original eight remaining Big 12 teams are at the top when you're looking at a combined success rate between football and basketball. And they've got four of the top six when you figure Iowa State, Texas Tech, Baylor, and TCU in the top six. The only other two teams in that top six are BYU and Houston. And I'm not taking anything away from Houston, but let's be honest, the basketball success is kind of skewing things for them right now, making that number lower. They deserve it. I'm not taking it away, but it is interesting. So once again, one of the questions was how would the new teams adjust to the Big 12? We thought that the Pac-12 teams might actually adjust quicker than, let's say, the American teams. But that's not really evident when you look at the numbers. Because you look at that top six, and the top six does not include one of the Pac-12 programs, former Pac-12 programs. Once again, the top six, Iowa State, BYU, Texas Tech, Baylor, Houston, TCU. None of those are the former Pac-12 teams. The Pac-12 teams of Arizona, Arizona State, Colorado, and Utah are all between 7 and 13. So that's telling right there that those Pac-12 teams, when you combine success in football and in basketball, they haven't been able to pair those two things together just yet. I mean, Arizona State's doing great in football. We all know that, right? Arizona's got a really good basketball program. Colorado had a great football season. They've got the biggest star in the Big 12 in Deion Sanders. I mean, Utah can't get anything right right now. So, I mean, for all the talk, they're not getting anything right right now. But that is something I would not have expected. And then you look at some of the other new teams here have come in. UCF is just really struggling. I mean, they have been obviously bottom of the barrel. And same thing, UCF struggling in a big way, and Cincinnati. They're now 2 years into the Big 12. They have been super disappointing in football and in basketball. And there's not a lot of evidence to suggest that either of those programs are going to turn it around, right? Like, if I'm looking at the bottom here, Cincinnati, Utah, Oklahoma State, and UCF. Utah, I know. A lot of you love to hate Utah. I don't hate Utah at all. I like having Utah in the Big 12. I know there was that weird message board rumor of them getting some Big 10 invite, but even the good Utah fans, and there's a lot of great Utah fans, they called out the BS on their message boards. It was up on our message boards at heartlandcollegesports.com, which are free and you can sign up for right now. We don't ask you for anything. Just hop over to the message boards, interact with Big 12 fans. It's a great time. But our Utah fans and our message boards were like, everyone knew this guy was trolling. And the Utah fans called him out for it. But of course, stuff goes viral anyway. That's how it goes. But Utah, I have faith in Kyle Whittingham. Now, basketball, I don't know. I can't tell whether or not they care about basketball. Obviously, they, you know, somewhat surprisingly moved on from the head coach. I hope they can turn it around. Oklahoma State, same thing. I believe in Mike Gundy. I mean, I don't know if he's made for this new world of college football, but he's not going to be going 0-9 for long. Basketball, I don't know. That program has not been invested in basketball in a long time, let's be honest. I mean, Brad Underwood basically walked because he couldn't get the money he thought he needed to compete. So I don't know about hoops, but I'm not going to discount Mike Gundy in football. But Cincinnati and UCF are sitting there at the bottom, and I'm like, I don't know what the path is. Do you have any trust in Cincinnati suddenly getting really good at football or basketball? I don't. They should have fired Wes Miller. I know why they didn't. They didn't want to pay him what his buyout was. But I just have absolutely no faith in that at all. And then, you know, in football, what has Scott Satterfield done? The hire was weird. It hasn't made sense. It hasn't seemed like a real fit since he's been there. And another guy has probably got one more year to figure it out. And if not, he's done. So, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in Cincinnati. And then Johnny Dawkins and Scott Frost. I mean, Johnny Dawkins has proven he can compete. Scott Frost, I don't know what's going to happen there. It's either going to be a huge success or a massive failure. That's how I see that playing out for the Knights. Now at the top, listen, a lot of this comes down to coaching and NIL. That's what it comes down to. But if you want to combine the NIL with the coaching, Iowa State is cream of the crop right now in this conference. Iowa State is not going to be the school that's dishing out huge sums of money to players. Just don't have it. All right. I mean, BYU is able to do that. And I'm not saying BYU shouldn't. I'm not taking anything away from them. But the reality is, I mean, look at what they're doing in basketball. I mean, they're going to have like a $15 million payroll, apparently, when all is said and done. So BYU's got the money. They're spending it. Good on them. But if I'm just looking at combining NIL resources with the head coaches, I will take Iowa State every day of the week and twice on Sunday. If I'm getting Matt Campbell and I'm getting TJ Otzelberger, that is as good of a 1-2 punch to navigate these waters. Younger guys, hungry, understand how things are changing, not complaining about it, but also trying their best to develop from within and still have a culture. And Iowa State, to its credit, still has a culture. And that is something you can't say for a lot of programs right now, but you know Iowa State football and how it's defined. You know Iowa State basketball and what defines it. For the rest of these teams, what defines them? I mean, you can't even define Kansas basketball right now. Do they even have five guys on the roster as of this conversation? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But you can define Iowa State football and Iowa State basketball. Texas Tech is getting there, but they also obviously have a lot of NIL coming in. And I don't think you can put Joey McGuire in the same conversation as Matt Campbell. I would love to see Joey McGuire get there, but I can't put him on Matt Campbell's stature right now. I can't do that. Hasn't proven it. And in basketball, I mean, Grant McCaslin's had a great start to his career. No doubt about it, right? I'll give it to him. He's arguably done better than TJ Otzelberger thus far. Similar careers, but hey, we know what happened to Tech. I mean, they could have found themselves in the Final Four this season. But if I'm stacking those two together, I'm still giving Iowa State the edge. And then BYU, I mean, you got Coach Young into 1 year, and then you got Kalani Sitake, who had a really bad first year, had a great bounce back year. Let's see what year three provides. But BYU obviously has a culture too. But if I'm combining everything, I am putting Iowa State at the very top of that list. So it is going to be, and here's the thing too. Next year, who knows? I mean, I don't have a lot of confidence in UCF and Cincinnati moving up this chart, moving up these standings. But everything else, who knows? I mean, this thing could fluctuate in any direction. And that's what's going to make it so much fun as we get to the offseason. Spring portal, obviously, is getting set to open up in college football. That is going to be an absolutely wild ride. You know that, and I know that. And we are going to have you covered every step of the way on Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo. It's great to have you here. And yes, we've got the Heartland hoodies. I will link to that in the show notes afterwards. Oh, thank you for reminding me. Where are we watching from tonight, folks? Leveland, Texas in the house. That may be our small town winner. Let me see if we can get Leveland, Texas. I hope I'm pronouncing that on the map here. Population about 12,000. Okay. All right. That's still small town America to me. About 40 miles west of Lubbock. Straight west shot on 114 highway there. Beautiful America. That's all Americana. I love it. And you know what? For now, that'll be our winner tonight. Florida's in the house. Oklahoma's in the house. Leveland, thank you very much for the correction there. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I want to make sure I'm getting these towns right. I'm all about it. It's all good. It's all good. Oh, Vernal, Utah. Hope I'm saying that right. Northeast Utah, population 10,000. So we're getting smaller here. Oh, no. Lakeview, Iowa, population 1,250. Man, I'd say that's our winner. 1,250? That's well done. We've had some pretty small towns. That's right up there with them. All right. That's good. My Google says that Lakeview is actually 1,138 people. So I think you've lost about 112 people since you last counted there, Stormy Cyclone. I'm just saying. All right. Now we got Bob Seeger's in the house. Good to see you there, Bob. Bob's in Sundown, Texas. He says that's 1,100 people. Okay. Well, that's our winner. I mean, if that's the case. Oh, no, 1,292. Sorry, buddy. I'm going by Google. Google might be lying to me, but I'm going to go by Google. Lakeview, Iowa, still the winner tonight. You guys are great. Thank you for being here. Make sure you are subscribed to the show on the YouTube channel or on the podcast. We are giving away merch every single week to folks who leave the nicest podcast review on Apple. We got a merch shop up right now. You can find on the homepage at heartlandcollegesports.com. So we're doing that every single day. So leave that 5-star rating and review. And we are so glad that you are here, as always, as a part of the show. Have a great day, guys. Take care and go Big 12.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.